So I have with me here on stage Jason Ferment. He's the director of Point of Sale and director of VARCOM for Blue Star. He oversees Blue Star's go-to-market strategy and ISV relationships for the POS vertical. And just so you know, Jason's going to be back on stage later today discussing VARCOM program that's included in that marketing toolkit that we promised all attendees. So please welcome Jason. So Jason, there could be some people here that aren't familiar with Blue Star, so I'm wondering maybe just give us a quick 60 seconds. What is Blue Star? What do you guys do? I know some people might be familiar with you as a hardware distributor, but also make sure you include, you know, how software fits with your objectives.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, Blue Star, we are a hardware distributor, mainly focused in the POS, ADC, digital signage, RFID space. So we do cover a lot of different technologies from that standpoint. We are a global distributor. We do have representation throughout the Americas and Europe as well. And, you know, from day one, you know, Blue Star was always recognized as a solutions distributor, and that's how we built our business model. And so the ISV has always been the center point of any solution, right? I mean, you know, from a standpoint of way Blue Star is, our marketing and our business development, everything that we do is not just about shipping boxes. It's about putting together the right solution and marketing those solutions and promoting those solutions out there. And the ISV is, of course, the center of all that.
Absolutely. Okay. So tell me a little bit more, like, what role can distributors play for ISVs?
Well, outside of the obvious of being able to source the hardware from us, if you guys do sell hardware, it's all about making the connections, right? We can go out and introduce you to different manufacturer partners. You know, maybe there's some manufacturers that you've had a hard time getting direct contact with. You know, we work with literally, I think, about 300 manufacturers globally. So we do have a very broad reach covering, you know, all the technologies that I stated before. So there's a great way where we can kind of intersect and connect those folks. And we'll get into a little bit of that here with the ISV Connect program.
Okay. Also, I'm assuming another benefit would be connecting ISVs with potential resellers. So can you talk to me a little bit, how many reseller partners do you have? And talk a little bit more about, like, the verticals maybe that you play in.
Okay. Yeah, we sell to roughly 17,000 resellers globally in over 106 different countries. And we cover a lot of different verticals. I manage and I'm the director of the point of sale vertical, and we have individuals like myself that head up all those various verticals. So whether it's point of sale, RFID, ADC, mobility, healthcare, government. We have individuals in place that we're supposed to know a little bit about everything when it comes to that space. And our main job as directors of those verticals is to work with our ISV partners in those space. We work on strategies for Blue Star as it relates to what solutions we're going to be working with, what ISVs we need to pair ourselves up with, and also putting together bundled solutions and helping market your software along with our hardware manufacturers. You know, we are the creator and trademark the In-A-Box series, and our In-A-Box series is really based about providing a holistic solution and promoting that solution to our reseller partners, so it makes it easier for them to procure, implement, and sell a solution because we've packaged everything in there. All the hardware's in there, the software, warranties, maybe software support plans. I mean, we can even throw in some of the reseller managed services if need be, if it's for a particular reseller. So our go-to-market really is that holistic solution, as I mentioned before.
Okay. Now, if an ISV is out in the audience and they're thinking, well, I'd like to partner with you guys, how many other ISVs are you currently working with? I mean, how...
Wow. I mean, it's changing daily.
Okay.
You know, I know in the POS space alone, I mean, we work with, you know, a couple of hundred different resellers or ISVs just in the POS space. I mean, when you add that up as a whole across all of our verticals, it's in the hundreds that we work with. Now, we don't always sell those solutions. I mean, ideally, you know, most software folks, ISVs, want to try to get through distribution somehow, but it's always not the right fit.
Sure.
You know, at our annual trade show at VARTECH, I talked to several ISVs that wanted to get involved in ISV Connect, but the way that their software was structured and the way they manage it, it's not a fit for distribution. But that doesn't mean that we can't put together a solution, market it, promote it, do VAR recruitment, get other VARs involved in selling your software. So there's a lot of different ways we can go about it.
Okay, all right. Just a little bit of background about Blue Star in general. Talk now a little bit more about ISV Connect, the program itself. What is it and what does it take to get involved?
Okay. So ISV Connect is a program that we launched really to just try to put some structure around our ISV relationships. I mean, we've always, you know, fostered our relationships in ISVs and been very proud of our relationships with all of our ISV partners. It's just we never really had a solid structure and a program in place to manage it, understand who was out there, where our gaps were with software partners, whether it was in mobile POS or healthcare or what have you. So we built some structure around it, and we wanted to be able to take ISVs and connect them with vendors, manufacturers, and resellers with the structure behind it so we can go out and market that solution and really get an understanding of how many ISVs we have, what verticals they're working in, and it's really helped us to do that.
Okay, and then minimum requirements to get involved?
Minimum requirements, I mean, we have a profile form. I mean, okay. It's that simple. We have various levels that we'll get into in a minute. But, you know, our profile form has roughly 60 to 65 different attributes about your software and about your business, so we can understand when opportunities come across our plates, whether it's across any vertical, that we can go in and making sure that we're finding the right software partners to pair up with a certain opportunity.
Gotcha. Okay. Are there any verticals or applications that right now you're eager to find more of?
All of them.
Any and all? Okay.
Yes, any and all. I mean, You can never have enough, in my opinion, you can never have enough partnerships with software partners. I mean, you know, technology is changing very rapidly, and, you know, what worked 5 years ago, 10 years ago may not work today,
yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of creative minds out there, a lot of creative companies that are coming up with new ways to make our solutions stay up in the times with technology that's out there today.
Okay. All right. Well, you mentioned these different levels that you have for your program. So let's take a look at those right now.
Okay.
Can you break these down for our audience and kind of explain them? I don't know if hopefully it's big enough for everyone to see,
yeah.
But we can definitely send the slide deck to everyone in the audience after the fact.
Absolutely.
Talk about these a little bit.
So what we wanted to do is, you know, when we talk to our software partners, depending on where they are in their cycle of their software, they still might be in a beta, or they might have been a partner that's been working with us for 2 decades. Right, and they have a mature product. But we wanted to kind of find a level that would work for everybody. So level one is what we call our registered level. And essentially, that's we know who you are. You've filled out the profile form. You're in our database. And we know that you have a product out there in a particular vertical that fits a particular need. It's that simple. Right? We just want to make sure that we're aware that we know that you're out there. Level two is our approved level. This means you're getting a little more involved with us. We're getting a little more involved with you. From a standpoint of, you know, your software is, you know, it's gone through essential beta phase and it's out there. And you're out there and you're installing your product, right? You've got several customers that are out there actively using your product. And now we get involved from the standpoint of as opportunities come across our desks, across the different verticals and through our, you know, 100-plus sales reps that we have just in the U.S., that we can go into the resource, go into the database, and pair you up with that opportunity. A great example of that is, you know, recently I had a sales rep come to me and they needed a POS software, but it needed to be unique because it was for a resort. So it needed to do hospitality point of sale. It needed to be able to do retail for the golf store in their retail shop. It needed to connect to their e-commerce store for online tea times. And it needed to be mobile, right? So, you know, when we do this, now we have this database to go in there, put in all those attributes, and have it, you know, represent to us several different, you know, ISVs that might be able to fit that mold. And then we can pair that ISV up with the sales rep, put together the hardware components of it, and kind of work through that opportunity. Level three is an authorized level. And this is where a lot of our ISVs sit today. We may not necessarily distribute that product, but you're highly engaged with us from a marketing standpoint. You're highly engaged with our business development team, our business account managers, our vertical managers, and you're co-funding and co-marketing with our hardware manufacturers. So we might be out there, you know, marketing your software product with Elo or Zebra or Honeywell or Epson, right? And we're out there either recruiting VARs or doing end-user demand generation together. Right?
Okay.
And level four is obviously our premier level. That is everything that you see there that I've talked about, but we're also distributing your product, right? We have it on our line card. We have it SKU'd up, and we're actively putting it in solutions, loading it up through our custom config group and selling it as a part of a solution set at the same time doing all the marketing. That opens the doors to you at several levels because it gets you more of a insight into Blue Star and visibility inside of our organization through our business development folks. It also gets you an invitation to VARTEC, which is the second one from the bottom, which is our annual trade show that we host every year, where we bring in about 1,500 resellers. And, you know, we have all of our sponsors, all of our hardware and software partners are there to do education and networking to really drive some new business for us. And it's one of the premier events in our channel.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, a lot of good benefits there. Jason, last question. Actually, I've got two questions. The question I'll ask right now, people in the audience that might want to engage with you and learn more about this program, should they see you, or do you have other team members back there that they could speak with?
I'm going to be here all day, so you can come by and see me. You could, you know, work with any of our team members. It'll eventually come across my desk. But, yeah, I'll be here all day. Just stop by and see me. Make sure we exchange contact information. And, you know, following up after the show, we can, you know, get you that profile form and get you working in your system and figure out, you know, what level you want to go to. I mean, ideally, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people want to jump right to level four. They want to scale up the product.
Sure.
And, you know, we got to run before we got to walk before we run. So ideally, we kind of got to work through where you are in your development phase, where you are in your product life cycle, and begin working to promote that.
Okay. Very cool program. Where do you hope this thing's going to be 5 years from now?
Well, I mean, ideally, I see it to be the centerpiece of everything we're doing. You know, the ISV relationship, like I said, we've fostered that relationship, you know, since we were founded and focused on being a solutions distributor. And we've got a lot of new things that are coming out. One of them I would like to mention is AppwareSolutions.com. And that is where we're posting solutions online to make it easier for end users and resellers to find the right solution they want based on the vertical and the niche market inside that vertical that they're targeting. And that's going to be kind of the focal point of what we're going to be focused on moving forward to drive leads to our ISV partners. So you can go in there and see solutions today, you know, based in digital signage, point of sale, mobility, healthcare, and the ISV is the backbone of that, right? It's going to be what drives those solutions to that website so that we can work with our partners and make it easier to sell more solutions and drive leads for our ISV community.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
A round of applause for